I'll be reading tonight from John chapter 15. John chapter 15. In this chapter, Jesus begins by giving an allegory, comparing himself and the Father and his people with the vine and the branches and the vine dresser. And beginning in verse 1, we'll read together, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples." Those who desire to follow Jesus or be a disciple of Christ are those who are going to be walking in his footsteps in a number of ways, and including what he mentions here, bearing much fruit. Jesus, throughout his life, was one who was all about doing his Father's business, accomplishing the work that he had been given to do. And he tells us that's what we of necessity have to do, bear much fruit for him, but there's only one way that's going to be possible. And he explains it as this vine with branches, which branches will bring forth a lot of fruit. They will be healthy. They will be productive. Much good is going to be accomplished by them. However, there is the danger of the branches not bearing fruit. And if that's the case, they're not worth anything. They're useless because they're not doing what they're intended to do, what they were created to do, and what they were planted to do. Therefore, as he begins here, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, what does he do? He takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. So you think about yourself then as a branch, and he explains that farther along. He is the vine, we are the branches. Are we branches that bear fruit or not? Because that's critical in terms of our own place before God and whether or not we're accepted by him or not. Because if you're not bearing fruit, he says, you'll be taken away. If you are bearing fruit, you'll be pruned that you might bear more fruit. It's interesting that throughout God's word, we see the righteous being pruned. And the pruning, of course, can be done in a number of ways. What is it that makes you grow? What is it that makes you more productive? What is it that's going to cause you to increase unto the Lord? There are things that involve certainly our own drawing from the Lord, his word, spiritual instruction. But there's also a sense in which we are made to grow and develop and become more prosperous spiritually when we have to go through trials, through suffering, through hardship. That can actually improve us, make us better, cause us to be awakened to where we are if it's not where we need to be, so that we become more fruitful in doing what the Lord wants us to do. That our eyes are opened and we become more alert to where we need to be before God. These that he is speaking to, he says, are already clean because of the word which I've spoken to you. Isn't it so heartening to know that we can be cleansed by God's word? That which is impure in our lives by taking in God's word can be eliminated, because if we are those who are seeking to follow the Lord, we respect his word. We value his word. It is important to us. And therefore, as we take it in, it's going to have a cleansing effect, because we will hear and we will heed and we'll rid our lives from all of the things that are unchristlike, that don't belong in the vine or its branches. We need to be clean. He says then, you make this choice. What is the choice we have to make? Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. We have a choice then as to whether or not we will abide in Christ or we will turn away from him. The choice that we have to make is that, Lord, we want to be connected to you. We want to be close to you. We want to be drawing strength and nourishment from you, life from you, because we understand that being disconnected from the Lord is to be lost. It's to be fruitless, because we certainly can't bear fruit if we aren't already connected to him. I am the vine, he says, you are the branches. Tragically, some speak these or read these words and apply it to something that the Lord never intended it to. It is often used as support for the existence of various churches, denominations that didn't exist at this time. And of course, Jesus specifically states what the branches are. They are disciples. They are followers of Jesus Christ, individual people. And those who are followers of Christ and abide in him are branches that remain connected and have nothing to fear. The only fear is that if I don't bear fruit for him, I will be viewed as not productive and will be cut off and removed. Therefore, there is the choice again. Abide in me. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. So being connected to the Lord and allowing him to nourish us and to fill us will necessarily bring about what naturally occurs. In nature, we observe it. Will we let it happen in the spiritual world in which we live, that Christ's word, we're allowing it to come fully into our lives, change our perspective from earthly to spiritual, our perspective from here to heaven, that we think differently because we know what this life is really all about, and it has nothing to do with the temporal. It has to do with the eternal. It has to do with souls, things that we cannot see that are a part of the lives that are all around us. But that which will be eternally existing and in all these people is what we must reach, the souls of humanity, that they might be saved. Will we bear fruit for him? We can't do it apart from him. Therefore, he says and warns, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. But he says then, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. You see, those that, instead of being fruitless and cast away, verse 6, but abide in the Lord, have him on their side, helping them, aiding them. It's the very thing that Jesus said before he left this world and ascended into heaven. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. He intends for us to be productive and fruitful. He intends to help us along the path so that that will be the case through his word, providentially as well. We cannot lose if we will remain connected to the vine, Jesus Christ. By this, he says, my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. As we step back and look into the mirror of God's word, do we see a fruitful branch? Do we see a branch that is connected to the Lord, that is thriving, that is bearing much fruit? And if not, we know that there's something that can be done, that we can draw from the Lord. We're not cut off from him yet, but what we need to do is draw increased amounts of nourishment from him. Don't let your branch be barely connected as if it's withering away, almost about to fall off, but instead let your life be nourished in fullness by the word of God. This is why we, like the psalmist in Psalm 1, need to be those who are meditating upon the word day and night, so that we will be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, that its leaf does not wither, it bears fruit in its season. This is what God intends for us to be. Tonight, as you reflect upon your own life as a child of God, intend, make plans to be what Jesus describes here, a branch that is in him and that is bearing much fruit for him. And that is done by seeking out his word and living it out in our everyday lives, rejoicing in the one who has given us this life. If you're not a Christian, however, there is something that can be done to make you a part of the vine, to connect you to it. And Jesus explained during his ministry that we had to believe in him, and that if we don't believe on him, we will die in our sins. That we have to repent or we will perish, he said. That we must confess him or he will not confess us in the last day. And that we must be baptized, because if we are not, we will perish. If you need to respond to the Lord, remember it's his invitation. He's inviting you. He's summoning you. He's calling you either to come to him initially or to come home to him. And we'd be glad to help you as we stand and sing.